Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Why is the Tiananmen Square protest still a somewhat taboo subject in China?
It's simply shameful act by the Chinese government.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
It's a shame. It's simply shameful for the Chinese government to take that brutal act against peaceful demonstrators in China in 1989. They don't want people to remember this. They have been doing this for 3 decades to erase the memory, to erase the history in people's memory about this massacre. They worry that the people, if they know the truth, they will be angry. They will may use information to reorganize similar protests against the government.
And what do you think the significance of the 4 Chinese warships docking in Sydney Harbour on the anniversary of this event is?
They show their power. You may also hear the comment in Singapore by General Wei, Defense Minister of Chinese government. They actually try to show the world that they are powerful. If there's anything or any popular uprising they call the Cultural Revolution, they will do the same again. They will reuse military force to crush any protest or resistance.
Why did they pick Australia, though, to show this sense of power that you say?
Australia is an easy support. They somehow maintain a formal or a benign relationship with Australia in economic and military cooperation. So they took every opportunity to show up their force.
And do you think that an event like the Tiananmen Square protest could happen again in today's climate?
Yes, that's why the Chinese government has this profound fear, profound sense of fear to relate the history, to stop people from discussion of the topic in print or online.
Is there a rising support for democracy in China?
Yes, the quest for freedom and democracy has never stopped in China. If you look at the Chinese, of course, the today media do not report it, but if you look at the internet, reported by citizens, there are several dozen of social protests taking place every day, what we call the right defense movement. The promotion of the concept of human rights, constitutional law, and democracy, rule of law, all have been very active on the Chinese internet, although despite of the heavy censorship by the state.
Well, Dr. Fang, I just want to say thank you for taking time to join us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.